From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. It's almost time for the annual Albertsons Boise Open Golf Tournament, which draws a big crowd for folks who like to swing a club. But the event isn't just about golf. It's become well known for being a big name, for bringing in big name musical acts, rather, to Boise's Hillcrest Country Club. And it set a new record last year for charitable giving. So we wanted to know a little bit more. So we asked Jeff Sanders to drop by. He is the CEO of Jeff Sanders Entertainment and executive director of the Albertsons Boise Open. Jeff, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Hey, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Well, so as I mentioned, the Boise Open has really expanded over the years and become so much more than just golf. But before we talk about everything else, let's actually start with golf. When does the actual tournament begin?
Well, so the golf tournament is August. It starts on Thursday, August 24th, and it runs through Sunday, August 27th at Hillcrest Country Club. Like you said, I mean, it's been around for a long time. This is year number 34, and I've been the executive director for 34 years, which makes me very old. But I'm very excited. We're very excited about this year's event. As you said, it's really been fun. We right now we're building the event out there at Hillcrest, getting it ready for everyone to come in and have a lot of fun. Looking forward to entertaining our fans and raising money for charity.
So how big a deal is the Boise Open in terms of the golfing world?
Well, it's big for this reason. The PGA Tour, you know, is the ultimate dream of every young golfer when they pick up a club as a junior golfer through high school. If they're fortunate enough to play a little college golf, that's good. And if their dream was to play professional golf, the PGA Tour is where you want to be. And to get there now, you've got to be successful on the PGA Tour's Corn Ferry Tour. And that's what the Albertsons Boise is a member of. We've got about 30 tournaments around the United States that are on this PGA Tour, Corn Ferry Tour. And by playing well all year in those tournaments, you earn a PGA Tour card to go out and play on the PGA Tour against the best players in the world. And so it's very meaningful. We're a finals event, which means we're in the last three events of the year. So as you can imagine, as you get closer to the end of the year, the events become way more important. There's a lot on the line. And we're going to play for $1.5 million at Hillcrest this year, which is a lot of money. In the first place, it'll be about 18% goes to the winner. So from a financial standpoint, the players have an opportunity to make good money. Nothing like is available to them on the PGA Tour, but it's significant. And it's really taken it's the only tournament on this tour that has the same title sponsor, Albertsons, the same host venue, Hillcrest, and the same operator and myself. So we've got something kind of unique going.
So let's talk about the music side of this tournament, because you've brought in some really well-known acts, from Billy Idol to Sheryl Crow. And I have to say, I've been covering this for more than 20 years now, and you didn't always have such big names. So when did you start showcasing these bigger musical draws?
Well, it's funny. You know, we run tournaments all over the United States. We ran the Safeway Open in Napa for a number of years, the American Express, which used to be called the Bob Hope, down in the Palm Desert area for a number of years. And what we found was that if we could add, we came up with this model called Golf by Day, Music by Night. And the concept was to have one ticket for all the fans to buy. In Boise this year, it's $30. And for that $30 investment, you can watch the golf during the day. So essentially watch the future stars of the PGA Tour perform and then stay for the concert. And so from affordability standpoint, it's super affordable. And it adds more entertainment value, extends the day. And bottom line, it provides more money for the charities. And so our job is to entertain. Our job is we're in the entertainment business. So our job is to entertain our customers, which are our fans. And so we started to do this. We in Napa, like I said, we had some huge names. We had Dave Matthews, Blake Shelton, John Legend, Jimmy Buffett, you know, and then down the desert, we had Stevie Nicks and Luke Bryan and Sammy Hagar and Billy Idol and on. And so we thought, you know what, let's bring this model up to Boise. We've been running the tournament a long time. It's been a great golf tournament, but let's lay down this new model, Golf by Day, Music by Night, and let's keep that price super affordable, and let's increase our attendance. So our attendance went up by probably 5x when we added the entertainment, probably about 5 years ago. So it's really working well, and I think people are having fun.
Okay, so who's coming to Boise this year?
So this year, Thursday night after golf, right there at Hillcrest Country Club, Sheryl Crow. So, you know, rock and roll legend. Then the next night is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. You know, Joan is
oh my goodness,
is also a rock and roll legend. And then the band that sold out the tickets the fastest this year, Weezer, is Saturday night. And it's interesting. We've hired these bands before, and it seems like Weezer draws the attention of the buyer quickly and tends to be our first sellout. But we're very excited with our lineup again this year. We try to have a little, you know, dose of country rock, definitely classic rock, and then a little contemporary each and every year. So something different for the fans to enjoy. You know, not rock and roll every night, not country every night, a little bit of everything we found works best.
So are there tickets still available then for any of the nights for folks who want to listen to the music?
Thursday night, Sheryl, and Saturday night, Weezer are sold out. There are a few tickets left for Joan, not many. I would say they'll be sold out in the next few days because we're real close. And we want to make sure the experience is great. That's why we limit the tickets. We want to make sure that everybody can get in, get out, not end up having any issues either way, especially on the way out. And, you know, again, we're close to a sellout on Joan. She's puts on an amazing show. You know, we all know all of her hits, you know, I Love Rock and Roll, Bad Reputation, and the rest of them. And she's just an unbelievable entertainer. So my favorite of the three is Joan Jett. Every time I hire her, I'm always there front row.
So let's talk a little bit about the charity part of this tournament as well, because it's really three prong, like we talked about. There's the golf, there's the music, and then there's the charity.
Right.
What kind of money are you talking about? Because you did set a record last year at the Boise Open, correct?
Yeah, thank you. We did. We raised $3 million for charity 2 years ago. We raised right at $3 million last year. And we're going to raise more this year than we had than we did the last two. So we've got an incredible string going right now. You know, $3 million a year. This will be the third year in a row. And just to give you some, you know, comparison, I love to do this. This is my favorite. The average tournament on this tour will give somewhere around $250,000 to $300,000 to charity. And so we're at $3 million. So we're 10 times the average, which we really like to talk about, and proud of it, and appreciate all the support that we've had in the Boise. As Boise's grown, the tournament's grown. As Boise's grown, the charity's grown. You know, the result of a successful golf tournament, I've been doing this 37 years, so is really how much money goes to charity. Because if you don't have a nice charitable outcome, then you really haven't been successful. And so we look at it like, hey, let's put out great golf. Let's entertain everybody through golf. Let's entertain them through great music. Make it super affordable. And at the end of the day, let's win when it comes to giving more money to charity than any other tournament on this tour.
So what charities get the cash that's raised?
There's 40 charities. Like right now, and this is another proud moment, 100%. Of all ticket sales, including it's one ticket. So like I said, includes, you know, golf and music goes to local charities. But the really cool part about this is when you go online to AlbertsonsBoiseOpen.com and you buy your ticket or tickets, you have to select one of 40 charities, local Boise charities on the drop-down menu. And then when you do, you check that box and your purchase, whether it's one ticket, two tickets or more, all 100% of your ticket purchase goes to local to the local charity that you select out of the 40 charities that are going to receive the money. So easiest way to do it is go to AlbertsonsBoiseOpen.com, pull up the charity menu of the local 40 this year, and you'll see who they are. And the ticket transaction will not go through without selecting a charity. So we're the only tournament in professional golf on the Champions Tour, the PGA Tour, the Corn Ferry Tour, and the LPGA Tour that gives 100% of its ticket sales to the charity of the purchaser's choice.
Well, Jeff, I so appreciate you coming in and talking with us more in depth about the Boise Open. It is always a fun event to kind of wrap up the summer in the Treasure Valley. So thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for 20 years covering it. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.